Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to bring to you the most tremendous podcast in the universe, the STD Podcast. Here is your host, the HNIC, Hender and George, Travis.
Kid Rock. All right. Welcome to another edition of the STD Podcast. Simply Tremendous Drivel. And I am here with my simply tremendous son, Tyler. You want to say hi?
Hi.
And he was sitting here, and that was him singing at the beginning of Ball with the Ball, the Bang, the Bang, Diggy, Diggy, Save Me, Jump, Jump, the Boogie. Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Is that how it goes?
Yes.
Well, how come you always tell me I'm wrong then?
I don't know. I just like to.
Oh, you just like to tell me I'm wrong just to tell me I'm wrong?
Yeah.
Because you're a goofball?
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. Well, I have Tyler here because I don't know if you've watched it or not, America's Got Talent, with the new host, Mr. What's his name, Ty?
Howard Stern.
So we were watching it the other night, and I got to tell you, I've never watched a show before. I am a humongous Howard Stern fan. I listen to him every morning, even though he's only on 3 days a week now. Baba Booey! Baba Booey! Oh, sorry. Tourette syndrome. So anyway, Tyler and I were watching it the other night, and he thinks it's absolutely hysterical. What do you think of it? What do you think of America's Got Talent? What's your opinion?
It's funny and it's fun.
We were sitting there together having some father moment bonding, and as you all know, every man, boy, whatever, has fascination with balls and nut shots and getting hit what's it called down there? Your what?
My groin.
Your groin? Okay. We used to call it a crutch. That's why I'm laughing. You used to say, oh, I got hit in my crutch. Meaning.
Well, and crutch.
And crutch. You got to lean closer.
And crutch.
Okay, good. So anyway, Tyler wants to talk about his favorite moment of America's Got Talent, which was what?
The nut shot.
The nut shots. And what was so funny about the nut shots?
He got hit in the nuts with a hammer.
And the hammer. And what else?
He got hit in the nuts.
And what else? What else got broken?
He jumped on a piece of wood with his nuts and he broke it.
And what do you think of, do you think that was more funny or do you think the dog doing backflips was good?
I think that was more funny.
What about the old guy going, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
That was kind of annoying.
It was kind of annoying? I thought it was kind of fun for me because Tyler and I were sitting there watching it and he was saying if someone should go through or if someone stinks or something like that. So that made it a little bit more entertaining for me to be able to sit there and watch it with you. Yeah? Was that fun for you too?
Yes.
Okay. Is it all you want to talk about America's Got Talent?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell me anything about school that's going on? What's going on in your world in second grade? Wait, what's going on in the second grade gifted program? Sorry, had to throw that in there. You got to talk over here so they can hear you.
Well, we just did a 5-paragraph essay.
Right.
About it being nice to other people. So that kind of stunk because I'm not really good at writing essays. But this time I finished it really quickly.
Okay, what did you write?
I wrote how people are already putting other people in the bully box because they're bullying. And other people are tattling and calling other people names.
Calling them bullies?
People names like a butthead.
Do you think the bully box is a good idea?
Yes, because if you're being bullied, you could go to the problem-solving room and start, and they could talk to the bully.
Oh, so if you put someone's name, let's say, for instance, someone's bullying you, you would, excuse me.
I'd write them down, have an essay of what they're doing to me, and put it in the box.
Okay, and then they would take you and the bully into the
problem-solving room and talk to the bully about why he's doing this.
So, for instance, it would be you, the bully, and Mrs. Cannavale, or a different person?
The principal.
Oh, the principal. Okay. So, how many times have you been in the problem-solving room?
Zero. Nobody's ever bullied me.
Oh, and you're not the bully?
No.
Or are people afraid to write your name down for being a bully? Or are you just not a bully?
I'm not a bully, and besides, if they did mess with me, they know that I could beat them up.
Oh, yeah, and how could you beat them up?
Well, they usually look at my arm and say, I should just walk away.
Why would they look at your arm and say, I should just walk away?
Do you not see it?
I can see it, but they can't see it on the radio here, so explain your arm.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, the muscle on my arm
stop
is...
Stop with the chair, you're squeaking. Go ahead.
The muscle on my arm is pretty big, and my arm's hard. So,
oh, okay.
Cut the bone.
How big do you think your arm is?
Pretty big.
Pretty big?
Yeah.
Okay. So they look at your arms and go, I'm not going to mess with you because this kid could beat me up?
Uh-huh, and they know how fast I am. I'm the fourth fastest kid in my grade.
Fourth? Did you get slower? I thought you were the second.
No, I'm the third fastest kid in my class.
Oh, in your class.
Yeah, I'm the fourth fastest kid in my grade.
Oh, okay. So how does that help you being that fast?
Well, if the bully's strong but really fast, like my friend, he used to be a bully, but I told him that because he's not a bully anymore, because I told him not to be a bully. So now, and I told him how to run fast.
Okay.
Faster.
And how did you help him run faster? How do you run faster?
Rather run on your toes or just to run by yourself.
Oh, okay. All right. What's 200 times 200?
I hate this math.
Okay. Very good. Very good. I had something else I wanted to ask you, and now I can't remember. Do you have anything you want to ask me?
No.
Nothing at all?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Why is your butt so hairy?
Why is my butt so hairy? My butt is not hairy.
Yes, it
No, it's not. I shaved my butt.
When?
What do you mean, when? All right. Didn't really expect that question to come up here on the STD podcast. But, again, realism, you never know what's going to come up. All right. So, anything else you want to tell us about in second grade?
No.
How about MMA? You want to talk about MMA, or is that a different day?
What do you mean is that different
thing? Do you want to talk about it today, or would you like to talk about it next time?
Today.
All right, go ahead. Tell us a little bit about MMA.
But you need to ask me the questions. Like, I can't just say the answers.
All right, what do you like about MMA?
Fighting.
What do you like about fighting?
Well, in my old karate class, we'd spar, but that's the only part I liked. I didn't go over in some moves. So
you didn't like the katas?
No,
okay.
I didn't like to help you learn the moves, so I just switched to wrestling where you didn't have to do any moves. The coach would just show us a couple times, and then we could practice it with the partner.
Okay, good. So now I know you just started going to another school. Do you like this one better than the old one?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
We have more kids that I could work with.
Okay. All right, good. Is that it?
Yes.
Anything else?
No.
Anything you want to tell all the thousands of people that will be listening to you right now? You know, there's been thousands and thousands of people listening. You know that, right?
Oh, crap.
What do you mean, oh, crap? Come on, you tell me all the time, Dad, I'm famous. Everyone knows who I am. I'm famous.
Yeah, I'm on YouTube, so on the HB TV channel.
Little cheap plug there, HBTV. That's my boy. Plugging away. All right. Is that all you got?
Yes.
Anything else?
No.
Do you want to sing some more?
No.
Pick a song. What song should we play?
Rather chop chop slide or my generation.
Chop chop slide. Let's go chop chop slide. Let me find it here.
Okay.
Chop chop slide.
That's when I say the bad words.
No, you cannot say the bad words.
Why?
Because you know the rules.
Uh-oh. Okay, here we go.
All right, we'll be back right after this break.
The mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
And hello, we are back here on the STD podcast.
I still love that, STD.
I know, it sounds so funny. It makes me laugh every time I say it.
Better grab your ointment.
Well, I like when people go on there and they'll be like, am I going to catch a disease or a virus from this? Well, probably you're going to catch something. I'm not really sure what it is, though.
Eventually, maybe ear cancer.
Probably. Bleeding ears.
I don't know if that's an STD or not.
I don't know, but it's something you're going to catch.
We can make it one.
So, I have Glenn here, as you hear. Didn't really know what to chat about today, so I brought him in and figured I'll just throw some stuff at him and see what he says.
Well, we all know how well I do with having stuff thrown at me. Yeah.
I'm looking at Zoe looking at me through the door. Okay. The one thing I want to talk about, because this has been news, is the whole TNA Brooke Hogan thing.
Ooh, yeah.
So Brooke has been signed to be the executive person in charge of the Knockouts. So, question is this. This may be somewhere, and I didn't really do much research on this, because I really didn't care that much until right now. So, the question is this. Is she there to train people? Is she there for storyline purposes?
I took it as she was more there for guidance. I mean, you got to figure, you know, her whole life, she's been in the business one way or another.
Yeah, but...
So she might.
Okay, you're Mickie James.
Are you going to respect Brooke Hogan?
But it's not even so much a respect factor, it's...
Oh, I'd like to be Mickie James, though, too.
Okay. so hot, want to touch the lady. Oh, wait, Billy Madison, sorry. No, but, so you're Mickie James. Brooke Hogan comes up to you and says, you know, you did this in the ring. Maybe if you did it this way, it might be better. What would you do? I mean, I don't think I could.
Listen?
I mean, I guess it's how it's said to you.
Take it under...
Advisement?
Yeah.
Kind of like...
Maybe, you know...
Or, I want you to do it this way instead of that way. You're doing your promo wrong.
Then I can see you're doing a problem. You know, because, like I said, she's been around the business her whole life.
Well, let's put it...
in the business.
Let's put it in this perspective. Here, this just popped into my head. This could be good. Shane McMahon. We have nothing but love for Shane.
Nope.
Shane was always awesome to us.
Yep.
Shane would come up to us with a suggestion of something.
It's almost the same exact thing.
It is. But it's the same thing, but different at the same time. Shane's been in the ring. Shane's done stuff in the ring. Shane's been around it since he was shitting on himself.
What a good way of putting it.
I guess that's better than saying a baby. So I guess it all depends on how she handles it and how she uses the approach.
In the ring after we were already up there?
Yeah, but he's been training in the ring since, you know, Vince made him start by setting up the ring and riding in the ring truck and Ruffing. All that stuff. Right. So, I mean, but I guess it's the kind of same, because Shane's come up to us with a couple of suggestions and critiques and comments, and I don't ever remember any of them. But
I guess it is all in how it's presented to you. You know, is it coming up as a suggestion or
a demand?
That's a hell of a good question.
It's all in the presentation, I guess.
Because, I mean, I guess they would absolutely be in the same boat, her and Shane. You know, without the respect of being in the ring. So I can only see her giving advice, maybe on gear.
Gear, okay. Gear, I could say.
You know, because she has a fashion background. I don't see, you know, I don't know her style of music, so I can't really say I'm a Brooke Hogan music fan.
Wasn't she a country singer?
I think so.
Well, she'd get along with hardcore then. Hardcore country.
Right. You can't. But, yeah, I think it's all in how it's presented to her.
And how she handles herself.
And how she handles herself, yep.
It's going to be quite interesting to see.
Or hear about.
Right.
I don't know if we'll be able to see it, because Bruce Prichard never called me back.
But. Well, and it's not like I watch TNA on Thursday nights anyway, so.
They're going live this summer.
I know. As that was going to be my next thing about that. Like,
what a way to go into it. And, you know, and then Raw going to 3 hours.
I was getting to that, too.
It's another 45 minutes if somebody's on the mic.
Is that another 45 minutes for John Laurinaitis' show?
Right.
Which is just an entire do-over of Vince
it's
back in the
so
Attitude Era.
It's so funny because just what, 2 months ago, you know, Cena was in the ring with Brock Lesnar, former UFC champion, beats him. Big Show comes in, knocks him out. One punch.
Twice.
One punch. Yeah,
he's knocked
twice.
Him out twice. He knocked him out on Raw, too.
Twice. What does that say about Brock? I know he's a badass dude.
I don't know.
But
I think it just says that the creative team there doesn't really give a rat's ass. But why bring him in, sign him to whatever they signed him for, $5 million for the year or whatever it is, for limited appearances. And then Paul Lee came in. Where's Paul Lee been?
Right. Which I thought was great. I love seeing Paul Lee.
Oh, Paul Lee's great. Paul Lee's the best.
You know, his shtick on the mic is second to none. Maybe the cornet.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with that other hour.
Well, here's why I like you brought that up. Because people have been asking on Twitter, at Chaz Mosh. they've been asking, you know, oh, do you think that since it's gone to 3 hours, they're going to focus more on the tag team division? And here's my answer to that. Absolutely, positively not. And here's why I say absolutely, positively not. Was it 2 or 3 weeks ago that we got new tag team champs?
Two
weeks ago. And ever since they won the belts, how many times have the tag team champs been on TV?
Last week they were on.
Were they on as a tag team or singles? Because I know
they were on as singles.
They were on as singles. They weren't on as a tag team.
But then, or was that Friday night? I don't know. One of the weeks they were on as a single, it was Kofi against somebody else. And then the following week, I think
Kofi against Jericho, I think it was.
I think it was this past Monday, they had a six-man, because they had
Wasn't this past week, because I just went through the matches so I could try to figure out what to talk about, because I fell asleep in the first 10 minutes of Raw.
Well, maybe. Oh, no, they wrestled Zekka, the new tag team that they just put together. That was Monday night.
It's not on the thing. It's not on the Raw breakdown here.
The real big guy used to play football for Florida. Oof. Barks in the ring. Oof, oof. Zachariah.
Got me there.
And then the other guy that reminds me of...
Hold on, I'm looking. There's the Sheamus...
Carlitos Colon.
John Cena thing. Beth Phoenix. And Kelly. Christian and Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
Whoever Jinder Mahal is.
He's doing a...
Daniel Bryan and Kane. Orton and Alberto Del Rio. That tickles my tongue. And then John Cena and David Otunga, those were the matches.
That was first.
Right. So, I mean, I just went through all the matches overall.
They were on there.
So that's my point. Unless they're on SmackDown.
It was Zeke.
Or maybe they're on NXT or whatever those other shows are. But anyway, the answer to my question is no.
Yeah, no.
I think maybe they're just embarrassed how ugly those belts are.
The pennies?
They are ugly.
It looks like somebody took a penny, put it on a railroad track, and ran it over 100, a million times.
And stretched it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. So what do you think the difference is going to be now with TNA going live? I think, here's my opinion, the only difference is that there won't be spoilers. You won't know.
Right.
There will be no spoilers.
Except maybe for the following Thursday. Are they going live every week?
That I don't know.
Or are they going live once a week?
I think it's going to be live every week, I think. Let's see if we can find out here.
I can see them doing it like they're doing now. Live on Thursday, table on Friday for the following Thursday.
Well, that would be kind of dumb to go.
Well, you're talking about a lot of money, though, too, live every week.
Yeah, but...
Or will Vince suspend it?
Yeah, that's kind of silly. Impact Wrestling, I don't know.
And that's coming up. That's, what, May 30th?
Yeah, that's next week.
There's a plug for TNA and WWE.
Sorry, I wish I knew if they're... Hey, if you know, call in and let us know. Oh, wait, there's no phone number for you to call in on.
There's an email.
There's an email. Yeah, so, all right, so Brooke Hogan, we got to see how that unfolds. That should be kind of interesting.
It will be.
I think.
And to hear about, you know, any rumblings in the locker room.
Right.
Because, you know, that'll be all over the dirt sheets.
That'll be all over.
Hear about Flair?
What, that supposedly he's... Well, yeah, because the whole daughter thing signed with WWE. The his daughter, it's funny, the timing's funny how Brooke Hogan signed with, it goes back to the whole Hogan-Flair rivalry since 1980. Brooke signs with TNA, Flair's daughter signs a developmental deal with WWE, so is Flair shifting gears now, or is he going to get hair plugs?
I heard, you know, and I had nothing but love for Flair, I wrestled him a couple times in the early 90s, that... A couple places on City Walk, or City Place, in Orlando, he's barred from. For not being able to pay his beer tab, liquor tab.
He is Ric Flair, why should he pay?
That's right.
Style and profiling.
Woo!
Gotta walk the walk and talk the talk.
Yeah, I heard there was just a lot of heat following him around in the locker room. Which, I don't know. That's all in the dirt sheets. Sure, somebody can find something out about it.
That'd be on WrestlingInc.com.
WrestlingInc.com.
Wrestling, or WrestlingMarks, where you can buy a t-shirt.com.
Headbanger
t-shirt, that is.
Click on the link. There's only a couple left.
Right, because we're going to come out with a new design. So, but we're not coming out with the new design until the other ones are gone, so go buy it. All right, switching gears here. Little question and answer from your girlfriend. First of all, I got to know from your girlfriend, Anna, wants to know. Hold on, where is it? Here it is.
Say her last name, because she liked when you said her last name, because she said it right.
I'm going to say it wrong now. I know it. Wolfing Barger. Wolfing Barger. Wolfing Barger. I'm going with Barger. I think I said it right.
Barger. I don't know either.
You would know. All right, here it is. She asked a couple of questions, and I answered a couple of them last time. Here, this one is for Glenn. I really have to know the story behind this.
Is it the shake weight?
Have you mastered the art of the shake weight yet? LOL, he'll get it with a smiley face and a heart.
It's so funny because...
Smiley face and a heart.
That's weird. it's so funny because her and another girl were talking on Twitter. And I was going through reading the Twitter and I saw the shake weights and I saw them two going back and forth. And then, of course, you know, I had to comment about the shake weight because just the motion of it is just... If you're figuring shaking a weight...
Is what? What's the motion of it?
It's like, I don't know, like...
Like masturbating?
Going 90 miles an hour on a pole. So, of course, I had to comment on it and everything else. And
is that a double-sided black pole?
I think they come in white.
Oh, okay.
And so that's where that came from. And
I've never
mastered the...
I still don't understand where it came from. So made a comment saying, are you guys talking about a double-sided...
Of course, yeah.
Let's call a spade a spade, a double-sided dildo.
It got crude. And it was just funny hearing two girls talk about shake weight when they're really talking about their husband's wanger. And
how do you know they were talking about their wangers?
Well, what else would they be doing to a shake weight?
I don't know. Trying to tone up.
Next question.
All right, next question. Oh, you know, I want to ask. You listened to last week's podcast, right?
Yeah.
Did I miss anything with the whole, besides getting the name wrong? Clearfield, Tennessee?
No.
Okay.
No.
And then what else? Oh, the other guy from my beat up with the chair after you hit your elbows.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, I got done telling that story, and I'm like, my stories are all violent.
And they are.
It resulted in me beating someone up.
Like, we've always said that if we had the technology back then that we have now, we wouldn't be sitting here talking to them. It would be every Sunday, you know, once a month. And
through a glass plane window.
Right. We'd be on the ID network channel.
All right. And I don't know why Anna wants to know if you like snakes.
I like snakes. I don't like frogs. I don't like frogs. There was one in my garage the other day. It was big. And it started I started hitting it with a broom. He started coming after me. It was like possessed.
Crazy. Those Bofu frogs are crazy.
But you know what I wanted to do comment on? I noticed, you know, a couple weeks ago I was up in Universal and stuff like that. And I'm walking around and everybody has them big, giant turkey legs. So I'm like, oh, man, they look so good. They smell so good. So I go, of course, buy one. $12 later, I take my first bite out of it and I'm going, oh, my God. This is the grossest thing I've ever had in my life. Not because of the taste, because of the fact that I put it down and acted like the turkey was running. And it was actually like a life size, like I could envision like a Thanksgiving turkey having a leg that big. And it just made me really nauseous. I thought I was going to turn into a Daniel Bryan.
So you're saying you're not going to eat meat anymore? You're going you can say vegan. Why are you going to go Daniel Bryan?
What? Because I couldn't figure out vegan fast enough. Daniel Bryan's always, yes, right there, yes. Yes. So, yeah, that was kind of... So I threw away $12 in the trash can.
Nice.
Just because of the thought of that Tommy the turkey running around without one leg.
All right, very good. Thanks for sharing the turkey, sir. My personal feeling on those is I think everyone buys it. Because they see someone else holding it, and they just want to see what the big deal is about walking around with a big... They think it's cool to have a turkey leg. I've never seen anyone eat the entire thing.
Oh, and then I was like... Unless they just... I'm just biting into it. So then I tried to peel it off, and that... Oh, God, no.
All right.
No, I almost threw up. It was really gross.
All right. Let's go through Twitter. I just got some questions now. It finally came through. Michael Nolan, at Nolan1981. When are you coming back to the WWE? When they offer us a contract and they smarten up and want to use tag teams. There you go. Let's see here.
More than happy to pass on our education to the upcoming new talent.
The Weed Man, JCW. The Weed Man, JCW.
Now, just mind you, his name.
His name is the Weed Man, and he does what he. That's what he does on the way to the ring, and he wears a mask. Well, he used to wear a mask. He should put the mask back on because he's an ugly bitch.
He is ugly.
He's an ugly bitch.
Right.
His question to me is, why are you such a dick nose? And my answer to him is, because I don't like you,
douche. It's fun. It's fun.
And it's fun. It makes me laugh.
Life as a heel is great.
It's fun. All right, here's one for you, Glenn. What was your favorite fan interaction off the top of your head?
The top of my head, the favorite fan interaction would have to be WrestleMania 13.
Chicago!
Love Chicago. It was at a fashion show.
That was a good time.
And we just happened to take over the fashion show and wear pretty much everything and anything they had that they wanted to see displayed. Whether it was a dress, evening gown, we wore it. And I have to say the Slammies, too, from that same weekend.
The Slammies were tremendous.
Yes.
So what a lot of people don't know about, the way they used to do the Slammies back in the day is...
It was like the Oscars.
Right. It was a big presentation. So there we are in Chicago. It's our first WrestleMania. We're only WWF or WWE, whatever you want to call it, for a few months. And they said, be crazy, be yourself, do whatever you want to do.
That was the wrong thing to say to us.
Last thing to say to us. And we were just very happy that The Undertaker happened to win I don't know, 27 awards that night. Because we actually got a little upset. We ran out of dinner rolls. Because every time the lights went out, we were pinging everyone with dinner rolls.
And Al Snow can testify to that story because he got stuck at our table.
He was there, stuck with us. That was Walter the night Payton. Walter Payton was there. And then, what's his name?
Todd Bridges. What you talking about,
Willis? About Willis. He got mad at us because we kept saying, what you talking about, Willis? Right. And he said he was going to put a cap in our ass.
Right.
And Bob Backlund stuck up for us. And he said, I'll choke your pencil neck geek ass out. Or something like that.
Walter Payton got mad at us because we kept calling him Emmitt Smith.
Emmitt Smith. Well, they're both running backs.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it's kind of the same.
One and two.
Right.
Emmitt being one.
Now.
Cowboy.
Oh, Cowboys. All right, let's see. Here we go.
Should we ask someone about Crap Face?
No, why don't we put him over?
I like Crap Face. I just like saying Crap Face.
All right.
Change my name. Crap Bag.
No, it shouldn't be Crap for Face. It should be Shit for Brains.
He is the current Monster Factory trainer at the Monster Factory in New Jersey.
And you can follow him on Twitter at Crap, the number four, Face.
Politics.
Well, no, politics isn't his thing.
Oh, okay. That's his...
It says Crap for Face Politics, but his his handle is Crap, the number four, Face. All right, here's one from Chris Oliveira at Chris Don Diesel. What is your favorite movie of all time? Very easy. I have two favorites of all time. Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore.
Adam Sandler, baby.
I gotta love Adam Sandler.
I've been physically abused in the ear.
Oh, I just got a tweet from Matt Hardy.
Oh.
Yeah, he had put earlier, he's in Puerto Rico. He's going all natural, so he's not going to spray tan. So I told him you should just spray tan your butt. And he said, ha ha, I'm like the Copper Tone Kid.
Have fun over there, Matt.
Yeah, well, he's down there with Escobar.
Escobar. He's actually wrestling Escobar.
Pinchos.
Oh, yeah.
I hope Matt wins the titles. A tinfoil belt. All right, I think that's all we got for now, unless there's anything else you want to...
We're going to have some good stuff coming from this weekend. We're going out to New Mexico.
We're going to New Mexico for the Hatchet Attack with the Juggalo Championship Wrestling. Going to be some ICP, Insane Clown Posse. And we're wrestling the JWO.
Oh, no.
The Juggalo Wrestling...
Order.
Yeah, whatever. So that'll be...
World Order.
That's it. That's a combination of Kevin Nash, 1-2-3 Kid, and Scott Hall.
Scott Hall.
So let's see what condition they're all in and see. This should be interesting.
Yeah.
So, I guess we should hit on real quick. Kickball's back in full blow.
Kickball's back.
Started last night, season. I will just touch quickly on my tournament in Jacksonville last weekend. Didn't go so well for the meatballs, you know. Even the best have an off day, but DC's coming up in July.
Every meatball rolls off the plate at one time.
Oh, we all fucking rolled on the floor the other day. I put it to you that way. But anyway, kickball started last night. Glenn here went...
Technically.
I'll give him 3 for 3. He was on base 3 times. He ended up on third a couple of times.
Twice.
He scored a couple of times, and then he did a bonehead play. thought he was scoring, and really he was out. But it was funny. But we'll get more into recaps there, and I'll start doing some more video for HBTV. You know, we've been slacking on HBTV, but back off!
That's from Bill. Happy to kill me.
So that's that for now. We'll be back with something else when we get back, so... That's all.
This is a Honky Tonk Man, the greatest intercontinental champion of all time in the WWE, and you're listening to VOC Nation.
You know why you don't want me on your radio show? Because you know the ratings will go through the roof, you'd make a lot of money, and that way you keep me off, that way you will stay always broken.
I'm going to come on this radio show someday, but I don't know when.
I don't like none of you mother.
I can't say that.
Okay, good. Coffee talk, suckers.
The It Factor with Alicia Kaback, top entertainment news and insider information, the ins and outs of the modeling world. Tune in on Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on WNJC 1360 AM or at VOCNation.com.
Hello, this is ECW original, former WWE superstar, the Blue Meanie. This is D'Lo Brown. You better recognize this. If you are looking to do any kind of autograph session, personal or private, with the greatest in professional wrestling, people always ask me, Blue Meanie, how can I have you on my show? Well, if you'd like to have myself, the BWO, or anybody else, you don't need to go any further than WrestlingMarks.com. Just go to WrestlingMarks.com. Drop him a line, give him a call. My boy Eric will take care of you right away. Now recognize that, partner.
If you love wrestling and want to stay up on all the current news and information, then go to WrestlingNewsArena.com. The latest news and archive stories for every wrestling fan. That's WrestlingNewsArena.com.
This is Becky Nova, your Candyland princess. And I want everyone to know that I love Greg DeMarco. You should listen to his show, The Greg DeMarco Show, every weekend worldwide at VLCNation.com.
The Bulls Club, Philly's hottest gentlemen's club in Philadelphia. Only the finest ladies, the cream of the crop. If you don't believe me, then stop one by. The Bulls Club, Philadelphia, is located at 1416 Chancellor Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19102. Or check out the website, www.worldfamousbullclub.com.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! Whether you want traditional telephone service, or if you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud with hosted PBX, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Most customers save between 10 and 30% on their monthly telecommunication bills. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right. 877-255-7733. Call now.
WMJC, 1560 AM, Washington Township,
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia's Renaissance Radio Station.
Now to the franchise, Shane Douglas. When you want to know the best lowdown information on this sport, you want to go right to VOC Nation Radio.
And we're back on the STD podcast. Simply tremendous draw. As Glenn and I were just sitting here shooting the shit and talking, whatever you want to call it, we were talking about the
more questions.
Old stories and questions. I was reading some of the silly questions from his girlfriend that didn't make any sense. Sorry, Anna. One of the questions was the wrestler who inspired you the most and why. So this kind of brought up a story in my head that I had when I very first started, but you want to go first?
And then, you know, I don't know about inspired, but, you know, his brother had a lot of help, knowledge that they gave to us when we first, you know, made it up to the WWFE. And it was Owen Hart. And, you know, considering this being the anniversary of him passing.
And his birthday a couple weeks ago.
And his birthday, that's right. Here's a funny Owen Hart story. You know, everybody knew he was a practical joker in the locker room. He used to take padlocks and padlocks, you know, guys' bags either together or onto a chair, a table, something. But there was this one time that, you know, Owen needed a ride from Monday Night Raw to...
We were in Texas somewhere.
Yeah, to Tuesday Night SmackDown. So we asked him if he could get a ride and said, sure. Here in the hotel, it was totally sold out, so Owen asked if he could stay in our room. We were like, of course, Owen Hart. And lo and behold, you know, of course, we did the right thing by offering Owen one of the beds.
Because there were no cots available.
There was no cots, no nothing. This hotel was booked to the gill. Everything was gone. So Owen took the blankets off the beds, just left us with a sheet.
Made himself a nice little padded bed.
Pallet on the floor. And then he's, you know, got up and goes, all right, guys, I'm taking a shower.
Now, let's... At the time, Owen was tag team champ with Davey
Boy. And European champ.
And as he was unloading his bag, and Glenn and I had just first gotten there, and we're with Owen Hart in a hotel room, and it was kind of a it was a mark moment for us.
Huge.
So Owen's undoing his bag, and we're kind of just sitting there half asleep, and lays everything out. So he goes into the shower, and as he goes in, we hear the water running. We hear him in there. Owen's in there singing, blah, blah,
just
blah.
Owen. I mean, if you know him, that's how he was. He was just a funny guy.
Glenn and I sat up, looked at each other. Instantly, both of us jump up, dive for the tag team belt, and we start dancing around the room holding the belt.
Jumping up on the beds and everything else. And then we hear the shower water go off.
The shower goes off.
Holy shit.
Owen comes out with a towel wrapped around his waist, and he looks over at all of his stuff. He looks over at us, and he goes, "You touched my belt, didn't you?"
And we couldn't sit there and lie, and we were like, "Yes, we did." He goes, "I would have done the same thing."
He goes, "That's kind of why I laid him out for you. I don't want you rooting through my bag."
Just a great Owen Hart story. Just a great guy. Truly missed.
Just a tremendous, tremendous person.
Yeah.
My little story is a story about, unfortunately, now we're talking about dead people, is Macho Man. Macho Man.
His was the 19th.
Was it? Yeah. 19th. Macho Man. The very, very first match I ever had in the ring was
Extra.
It was a jobber match. Yeah. Wasn't it? Okay. We were jobbers back then. I think it was like August or July of 93. I had only been in the ring like 3 weeks. And I think you may have heard this story before. And I wrestled Adam Bomb, my first match ever, when he was Johnny Polo. Raven was with him. And I remember standing there, nervous as hell. And I'm pacing back and forth, and lo and behold, here comes Macho Man. No, actually, we were standing in the hallway, and you knew what a mark I was for Macho Man, and you were like, "Here he comes, here he comes, here he comes." And as Macho Man gets right next to us, you pushed me directly in front of to the point where I almost kissed him. And I was standing there like a deer in headlights. So I was like, "Hey, how you doing?" But anyway, I was getting ready to go out and wrestle to do my thing, and he was standing there. He's like, "First time here." I would do his voice, but I can't, so I'm not, just like Mike Tyson last week. And I'm like, "Yep, first match." And he's like, "Well," he goes, "I'm sure you'll be fine. I'll stay right here and watch you, kid." And I was like, "No, that's okay. You don't have to do that. I'm fine." He's like, no, I'll stand right here.
Mike, I'm sitting back watching this and just seeing, you know, the rise in his trunks go up because he's sitting there talking to Randy Savage.
And if you watch the match, there's a big bulge in my pants because I was a little bit excited. So anyway, I go out there, do my thing. Lo and behold, come back, and who was standing right there by the monitor? The Macho Man.
Yep.
Grabbed me by the arm. He puts his arm around me. He goes, "Kid," he goes, "that was great." He goes, "You're going to make a lot of money in this business one day." Slapped me in the head and walked away. It's the one and only time I've ever met the Macho Man. And that right there was enough for me to go, "You know what? This is great. This is the greatest night of my life. I just jizzed in my pants."
What a lot of people don't know is we got our first wrestling name from Randy Savage.
Yeah.
He was originally, when he first broke into the business, called the Spider. It's when he played
minor league baseball.
Baseball for the Cincinnati Reds, and he, I guess it was
off-season. Yeah.
And he wrestled as the Spider. And that's how we got our first names, because we had a lot of characteristics.
Right. We had a lot of what?
Traits.
Can you say that other word
characteristics
again? Characteristics. All right.
It always comes out better the second time.
So with the good stories out of the way, I want to bring up something with Glenn here that I spoke about last week. Promoters.
Oh, gosh.
The jerk-off promoters. And he's got an opinion on it. No one knows this either. This was back in the Ozark Mountain wrestling days that you and I dabbled our hand in a little bit of promoting with Burt Prentice.
Remember, one time.
And Wynn, Arkansas.
Yep.
Good old Wynn, Arkansas. Good times. So we were talking. He listened to the podcast last week, obviously, my ramblings about jerk-off promoters. And anything you want to add to that?
The funny story to that whole guy from FTW?
Fight the World Wrestling.
What the hell kind of name is that for one? For another thing is he had one of his jabronis message me on Facebook asking me about the same date, the same show that they were going back and forth talking to Chaz about. And I gave him the same answer. Yeah, we'll be able to do it. You know, talk to Chaz and everything else. And, you know, we give him our answer. We give him, you know, the time frame and everything else, and we would get back to him. We did that, and Money Guy dropped out. Now, we've been in this business long enough to know there was no Money Guy. You're full of shit is what you are.
Because you offered us literally $175 after I said we're not doing it just to sell our gimmicks.
Right. And, you know, it's just, it's promoters like that that give the good ones a bad name. And there's several out there that run indie promotions the way they should be run.
And unfortunately, it's asshole promoters like that that give all the promoters a bad name. But at the same time, I was actually going back and forth with Eric today from WrestlingMarks.com. That's WrestlingMarks with an X.com, where you can buy the official Headbanger t-shirt. I was actually going back and forth with him today about this, and he had a good point that there's a lot of asshole wrestlers that give all the wrestlers bad names by guys like I said, that no show and stuff like that. But again, it all boils down to this is a business. If you just do good business, if you're honest and upfront with everyone from the start, it eliminates all the bullshit that comes with it.
Exactly.
So.
Just like the one guy from North Carolina.
Oh, that was Eastern All-Star Wrestling or some crap like that.
All booked up, ready to go.
Remember he
wanted to... had us doing a training seminar. All ready to go. It's this weekend. We still don't have plane tickets.
Because there's no show. He's a douchebag. All right, anything else you want to add to that? Any other stories? Oh, you have not given us your educational thought of the week either.
I don't think I have.
So, all right, so you will not be educated by Mr. Glenn Ruth this week?
No.
Nothing?
The only thing I can think of is, why do we drive on a parkway and park on a driveway?
I know, but this brings us to another thing that we used to talk about all the time on the road, hair.
Yes.
Something you have little of on your head.
None.
But here's my... Here's
not we, by choice.
This is our, this has always been our pondering on the road, hours and hours on the road, is hair. The hair on your head will continually grow.
Grow and grow.
Just grow and grow and grow and grow. Well, that's your head, your face.
Right.
Neck up.
Right.
Ears, nose. But... I shave the hair on my arms, it'll grow back.
To a certain length.
To a certain extent, and it stops. Why is that?
That hair is smarter.
Is it smarter hair? Yes. Or is it just it's tired?
Like,
does it get
it's
tired?
It's like, oh my God, I don't want to be shaved anymore. I'm going to stop right here.
All right. Now, if you can give us some kind of scientific answer for that, we will give you a big thank you.
We'll give you a shout out.
All right, cool. That's all we got. Speaking of shout-outs, I'm going to end the podcast right here, right now. I'm not going to do my closing segment that I normally do, so we're going to do it now.
Uh-oh.
Here's an idea I have. Because the way they monitor this, how many people listen to it, 80% of them listen to the whole thing, 20% of them listen to part of it, they listen to this part, they listen to that part. The ups of complete listenings are getting a lot higher. I think it started out as a couple hundred. I was up to over 2,000 complete listens last week.
Whoa.
So, the first person, right now, I'm going to say a magic word at the end of this. The first person to tweet that out, we'll send them something. I don't know. One of our gift packages.
Something,
things.
Yeah.
So you'll get something. It could be underwear. I don't know what it could be. A cotton pony. It could
be
anything.
Dirty sock.
Could be anything. We're going to send that to you. You'll know the magic word when you hear it. So anyway, I guess thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening since I'm ending it now. Anything you got to say?
Don't let your meatloaf.
Shamalama ding dong.
I am Mosh. I am Mosh. You're tremendous.